The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is.
You know, most of us don't take any time anymore to nurture our spirit. We plow through life inundated with all kinds of information, with all kinds of distractions and devices that yank our attention away from our deeper selves, from our peaceful centers. And I don't think that's a good thing. It's not a healthy thing. We have become the country that has the lowest lifespan expectancy of any of the other developed nations. That's not something to be sneezed at, and it's not for no reason. In other words, it's for a reason, and that reason, I believe, is because we have been taught that unless we're doing all the time, we are worthless, that it's a bad thing. And I'm here to tell you, as a fellow armchair philosopher, that it is not just not a bad thing, it's a very good thing to say no more. For the next 15 minutes, I'm going to sit and I'm going to vegetate. I'm going to sit and I'm going to just allow my thoughts to come into my head. I'm going to mull things over. I may lay some plans. I may read some uplifting words in a good book that I've got. I may listen to music. But I am going to shut off the TV, the radio, my computer, my Android or my iPhone. I am going to shut it all down, and I am going to just be with me. For after all, I am my own best company. I need to get to know me. If we all say that to ourselves, I need to get to know me. I need to get reacquainted with me. Who am I really? What did I come here to do? Who did I come here to be? What is the highest expression of myself? How can I be happiest? What gives me the greatest joy? From littlehood on, what was I told was special about me or different about me? Where are my gifts? What are my talents? What are the easiest skills for me to acquire, to use? What do I most like learning? What things that I know do I most enjoy using? In other words, are we really living life at all? Have we surrendered ourselves to just doing something that somebody else wants us to do all the time, day in, day out, month after month, and year after year? Do we go to somebody else's idea of what's good work, work for them to make some money in exchange for giving away all that we are and all of our time to get a paycheck? Do we give up our free time for everybody else except ourselves, the demands of a neighbor or of a family member? Do we ever actually just say, is this really, really who I am and really, really what I want to do with my time? After all, time is precious, and each day that we've moved along, we realize that we have indeed lost one more day behind us. What did we do with it? Did we throw it away, give it away, not appreciate it, fritter it away, doing things that are just absolutely mindless and unnecessary, and that brought us absolutely no joy? I think joy is vastly underrated. We can be joyful. We have that capacity. We know what it's like to fall in love and how incredible that is. We know what it's like to experience great happiness or great joy when we've done something well, somebody tells us we've done something well, we've achieved a great goal. We know what that feels like. We have the capacity for joy, not because we should only experience it once in a great while. We have the capacity for joy because it's our nature. to be joyful. It's our nature to reach and to strive. It's the same reason that religion is such a big thing, is we have that innate sense that there is something bigger than us. There is something higher than us. But I think we go overboard when we make that some kind of a false god, as though it's somebody judgmental who is pointing a finger and who tells us to look down on anybody else who hasn't embraced our own values, our own way of living, our own church-going practices. In other words, it really would pay if we take the time to learn to meditate. Meditation doesn't mean going to some strange country, taking some strange position or pose, and doing something that is absolutely weird. Meditation is simply just sitting and being with ourselves, paying attention to our breath, going in and out of our bodies, sustaining us, giving us a deep sense of relaxation, giving us a sense of being present with ourselves, of being able to pay attention totally and only to ourselves. But it's time to just slow down. There's the song, Feeling Groovy, that says, slow down, you move too fast. You've got to make the morning last. There's the new album out by Neil Diamond, and he talks about slowing down, called Slow It Down. And it's not nonsense to think about it that way, because in truth, we move too fast. We think too fast. We do things that fill our days, and when you look back at it, did it add anything to us? Did it increase our happiness? Did it increase our sense of satisfaction or well-being? Are we contributing to our own health, whether that's physical or mental, spiritual or emotional? Do we take the time to go within? And that's really all meditation is, going within, sitting with only ourselves, pushing everything else that's not about us aside for a while. Because after all, we came into this world naked and alone, and each and every one of us is going out naked and alone. So doesn't it kind of make sense to get to know whoever that naked and alone person is inside each of us? Doesn't it make sense to find our way to our greatest happiness, or to look for our way to our greatest expression of ourselves and who we are and who we came here to be? Doesn't it make sense to try to figure out what our dreams for ourselves are, or what they were that we may have let slide by this point in our lives? We can't continue to just move ahead. Well, we can. We can continue to just move ahead mindlessly. But what will happen is we will drop dead, or we will slowly die. And at the end of our life, we will have that empty feeling of knowing that we never, ever did anything that mattered. Not that it needs to matter to anyone else, of course. Not that it even needs to matter to God, if you're a very religious person. Not that it needs to matter to your family, if you're a family-oriented person, or to other people that you admire. It only needs to matter to us. What are we doing for us? What are we doing to make our lives rich and full, meaningful and happy, joyful and expressive? A lot of people found that when they were young, they liked to draw. Well, do it again then. When they were young, they liked to tinker with things, take them apart, see how they worked. Well, do it again then. Maybe when they were young, they found that they had great joy in organizing little groups of kids and putting together teams or setting up clubs. Do it again. In other words, where you found your great joy as a child, if you could get lost in it as a child, if you knew that that's where you were best as a child, then don't dismiss that. Get back to it. Find it. Discover it. Unearth it. Treasure it. Express it. Be it. Because after all, even as you've listened to this, the seconds and minutes of your life are running out. That goes for me too, by the way. I'm not dismissing that. It's very hard for us in American society with all the noise, the rush, the hubbub, the expectations, the constant clamor. It's very hard for us to just unplug, bow out, step back. But I'm asking you to do that. If we're going to be armchair philosophers, before we can examine all of the various issues, before we can look at how we think and then get to the root of why we even think that way, we first need to get reacquainted with that incredible, beautiful, perfect being that each of us is. Get to know yourself. Shake your hand again. Embrace yourself. Look into your heart. And if we do that together, we're going to come out on the other side, enriching every single interaction we have, every single time we have one. So whether you're going to the grocery store and you're checking out and talking to the person behind the counter there, whether you're passing someone on the street, or even in a car, or at work in the office, or around the house, if you remember that each of us is a dreamer wrapped in a body, but each of us is a spiritual being. Each of us has unlimited and mostly untapped potential. What a difference that will make. And we'll all be so much happier. And when we're happier, we'll be so much kinder. And when we're kinder, the world will be so much better. So time's a wastin'. I think we all need to get started on that. It's a great starting point, and we'll take it from there.
So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.